Vice President Kamala Harris is in Mexico City this morning to meet with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. This is the second leg of her trip to try to address the root causes of Central American migration to the U.S. Vice President Harris had a blunt message yesterday in Guatemala for people who may be thinking about making the trek to try to enter the U.S. as migrants.
Do not come. Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
The Biden administration says it wants to stop migration by addressing poverty, violence, and political corruption in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. Former U.S. Ambassador to Mexico, Jeffrey Davido, says it's important that the Biden administration sends a strong signal to the region.
The double message. First, she's saying to potential migrants, don't come. Secondly, she's saying, we understand why migrants want to leave their home countries. There are many factors. But in Guatemala specifically, she talked about the inefficiency of government because of endemic corruption.
The Biden administration wants Mexico to be part of a strategy to stop migration flows to the U.S. at their source and cooperate in the economic development in Central America, which they argue would incentivize people to stay in their home countries.
López Obrador has indicated both to Trump and to President Biden that he's willing to work cooperatively on migration issues.
Republican lawmakers are criticizing the Biden administration for focusing first on Central America and not on the current situation at the U.S. border with Mexico. And Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said the U.S. needs to recognize that decades of intervention in Latin America is in part responsible for the instability that's forced people to flee.